I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm about to resume my morning music program. I played a recording from George White's Scandals of 1939, a Broadway show. This is another song that was introduced in that show.
Still no sight of you. I'm making believe you'll soon be here. I watch the door and sit and wait for you. It's just impossible, hard as I try to convince myself we've really said goodbye. You are not here with me to have a laugh or share a tear with me. It's all so wrong, it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Never to see your funny face again, never to thrill to your embrace again. Oh no, 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 it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Those midnight suppers for two, our corny duets at dawn, those crazy moments with you, don't tell me that they are gone. Never to look into your eyes again. The sun might just as well not rise again. It's all so wrong, it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. But there's your empty chair, and there's your glass untouched. A shadow in the air was all my fingers clutched. It's horribly, terribly true. My soul and my body scream. How can I live without you? To go through life forever missing you, to know that someone else is kissing you. The thought of it chills me and fills me with fright. No, I wasn't dreaming.
Johnny Mathis was accompanied by the orchestra directed by Glenn Osser in that recording of Something I Dreamed Last Night. Delightful lyrics. From time to time I play songs that are not only from movies, but also nominated or even successful in getting an award for the Academy Award for the Best Song of the Year, and this is one of them. The next song you'll hear was the Oscar winner for 1941.
Paris, romantic and charming, has left her old companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the same. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cab that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way.
The American baritone John Charles Thomas sang the Oscar-winning song from 1941, The Last Time I Saw Paris. Music by Jerome Kern, lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II.
Thank you.
I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise. That was written back in 1922 by George Gershwin and Buddy De Silva for a New York Review. And that's when that recording you just heard by Paul Whiteman's orchestra was made. It was revived with great success 30 years later in 1952 when Georges Guattari sang it in a film, An American in Paris. I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise.
Wish on the moon and look for the gold in a rainbow, and you'll find happy times. You'll hear a tune that lives in heart of a bluebird, and you'll find happy times. Though things may look very dark, your dream is not in vain. For when do you find a rainbow? Only after rain.
You'll find a rainbow.
So wish on the moon, and someday it may be tomorrow. You will suddenly hear and you'll have your happy, happy time.
You'll find happy times if you try.
Though things may look very dark, your dream is not in vain. Only after rain. So wish on the moon, and someday it may be tomorrow.
A day made, 24 little hours. What the sun and the flowers, where there used to be rain. Yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine. A day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. a day made, and the difference is you.
That was Dinah Washington's hit record of What a Difference a Day Made, a song written by Maria Graver, Stanley Adams, and a hit for Dinah Washington in 1959. Before that, Danny Kaye sang Happy Times, a song written for him to sing in a motion picture, written by his wife.
Wait till the sun shines, Nellie. When the clouds go drifting by, we will be so happy, Nellie.
Don't let me hear you sighing.
I can't stand to see you crying down.
Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I.
If you will wait,
wait at the garden
till
gate,
till the sun shines, Nellie. Bye,
in the sweet by and by.
Things are gonna be okay in the sweet, a sweet, sweet, sweet by and by.
Crosby and Mary Martin were accompanied by the orchestra of John Scott Trotter in 1942 in that recording of Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nellie. The song had been written in 1905 by Harry von Tilzer and Andrew Sterling. Normally at this time of my program, I play a recording of what I dub as my singer of renown for the week. It's a recording by a singer whom I might not normally include in my program, and today it's a British star of television and stage, a soprano, Nicola McAuliffe. She won her first major acting award in Great Britain in a musical when she was aged 29, great significance, and she was later awarded in 1988 the Olivia Award for the Best Actress in a Musical, Kiss Me, Kate. I'm going to play a recording now of Nicola McAuliffe and Paul Jones singing a recording from, or a song from, Kiss Me, Kate.
Let us drink Liebchen. shining star
like a love that's wonderful.
Written for Kiss Me Kate by Cole Porter, and Nicol McAuliffe, my singer of renown for this week, and Paul Jones sang it from a revival of the show. The original show was in 1948 on Broadway. That was a revival from 1987. Got Rhythm, written by Irving Berlin, sung by Jimmy Rushing with the orchestra of Benny Goodman. My next two selections are songs that were written 100 or more, in one case more than 100 years ago, and the other one almost 100 years ago.
What'll you set up?
Well, how's about a little of
Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight, cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, oh, won't you roll those eyes that I just start alive. When you look at me, my heart begins to flow. Then it starts to rockin' like a motorboat. Oh, never knew any girl like you.
arms around me, honey, hold me tight. Cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, pretty baby, won't you roll those eyes? Eyes that I just idolize.
When you look at me, my heart begins to flow. Then it starts to rockin' like an old P.T. boat. Oh, I never knew any girl like you.
Jackie Hilton and a male trio told us that Painting the Clouds with Sunshine was the outlook we wanted, written by Al Dubin and Joseph Burke for the first of the Gold Diggers movies by Warner Brothers, Gold Diggers of 1929. It was preceded by Bing Crosby and the Music Maids, a recording for the American Armed Forces Radio Service in 1943, Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey. Albert von Tilzer and Junie McCree wrote that one.
Start all over again. Work like a soul in
Pick Yourself Up, another song which Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields wrote for Swing Time, from which I played a couple of records earlier in the program. And Pick Yourself Up in that recording was by Diane Reeves. This is yet another Jerome Kern composition.
Don't know how it happened quite. May have been the summer night. May have been, well, who can say? Things just happen anyway. All I know is I said yes, hesitating more or less. And you kissed me where I stood, just like any fellow would. And when I told them how wonderful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. I think your lips, your eyes, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest thing that one could see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them, that I'm the girl whose boy one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. How could they believe me? That from this great big world you've chosen me. From this great big world, you've chosen
me. No love but your love can set my world on fire. No love but your love can fill me with desire. No love but your love can shape my destiny. No love but your love can make a slave of me. No arms but your arms can banish all my fears. No charms but your charms could last a thousand years. No love but your love will ever thrill me so. No love but your love will my heart ever know?
Did you know that Billy Miles wrote No Love But Your Love? I didn't until I looked it up. It was a great record by Johnny Mathis of that song, accompanied by the orchestra of Ray Conniff. It was preceded by They Didn't Believe Me. A combination of Jerome Kern and Herbert Reynolds wrote that one, and it was performed in The Girl from Utah. And when that show went from London to Broadway, it was sung by Julia Sanderson in 1914. That was a recording you heard, but made in 1941 by Julia Sanderson. They Didn't Believe Me.
The same when she starts on her travel, lazily flows from her source. Slowly her length she unravels, twisting and turning her course. Deep in the country she tarries, not knowing which way to go, till the enchantment of Paris beckons her swiftly to flow. She goes flowing, flowing, flowing as she leaves the countryside, for she's going, going, going to meet Paris like a bride. And she's cooing, 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 cooing like the murmuring doves, for the Seine has gone a-wooing, and it's Paris that she loves. She goes singing, 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 she's as happy as a bride. And she's clinging, clinging, clinging to the banks on either side. She goes winding, 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 dizzy now in her bed. For the river Seine is finding that her love goes to her head. She goes gladly, 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 while her love is in her arms. And then sadly, 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 as she leaves the city's charms. And she carries, 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 carries sweet regret in her mind, for the Seine's in love with Paris, and she's left her love behind. For the Seine's in love with Paris, and she's left her love behind.
The River Seine, sung by Doris Day, a hit for Doris in 1950. On the 1st of September 1960... the mayor of New York City ordered that the lights of Broadway be extinguished at 8:57 p.m. in honour of Oscar Hammerstein II, the great American lyric writer, who had died on the 23rd. I'm going to remember Oscar Hammerstein II by playing this recording.
at evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know. Somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing. Night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it, and who can tell you why? Wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, fly to her side and make her your own, for all through your life you may dream all alone.
Gordon McRae sang Some Enchanted Evening from South Pacific, music by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II.